This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. So far, people suffering from 9/11-related illnesses must rely on a patchwork quilt of federal, state, and local programs for their medical screening and their treatment. Earlier this year, two local Congress members pushed to have the Bush administration create a federal health czar. And this week, they got one. The U.S. Health Secretary appointed Dr. John Howard to the new post. He's also the director of the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, which is part of the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He joins us now to talk about his new job. Hello.
Hello.
So, first of all, you've got to put your arms around this big bundle of agencies and government levels that are handling currently the screening and the treatment of 9/11-related illnesses. What are going to be your priorities coming into this job?
I think my first priority is to look at this patchwork of programs that we have, not only in my Department of Health and Human Services, but also in the state of New York and the city of New York, and look at making these programs consistent so that individuals who receive the same exposure at Ground Zero, we use that as our main guide in terms of looking at the health effects, as opposed to their employment status or the money that supports their particular program. It's their exposure that they have in common.
What is your sense of the top unanswered questions that need to be researched and addressed?
Well, you know, I have to emphasize that our programs that we have are not research programs per se. They are really service programs. But because they are screening programs, we are learning each day more and more about the health effects that have arisen from this exposure that these responders had at the World Trade Center site. The persistence of respiratory conditions, of shortness of breath and chest pain, sinus problems in the upper respiratory system, gastrointestinal problems. Those types of issues not only are severe for anyone, but they seem to be persisting long after someone left the site. So those are worrisome health effects that we have to look at. And we're not exactly sure yet what some of the causes for those things are.
Are there more people who need to be screened? Are there more people who need to take proactive measures to prevent any illnesses down the line? Do you feel like it's your role to get engaged in that debate, which the EPA is currently grappling with, about the extent of the cleanup and potential dangerous exposure levels for people?
Yes, Amy. You know, I don't work for the EPA, but I think that those issues are important. The issues to residents, people of Lower Manhattan or Brooklyn, people that were in the plume area, I think those are important issues, and we need to learn more about them. In our department, we do have a population-based registry where we're asking people to register. We do a symptom survey. We started that. We just finished the first 71,000. We're doing our second review of that. So we're hoping the registry will help us answer some of those issues with regard to resident health.
Do you see your role as maybe going to Congress someday and lobbying for more money, for more treatment?
Well, in my role within the Department of Health and Human Services, I think what I would like to do is to generate the data for justifying the expenditure of monies on health effects. We have been very well supported by the Congress in 2002 with our first $12 million program for screening, then a $90 million addition for medical monitoring, and most recently, $75 million for our treatment program. So I think what we have to do is make sure that we have the justification so that the Congress can see what the issues are, how many people are affected, so they can take the proper action in appropriations.
When are you coming to New York, and what will you do when you get here? Will you meet with sick residents and workers or environmental medicine experts or community advocates?
Well, I've been to New York several times. I've been very active in our World Trade Center screening and monitoring programs and have been to New York on a number of occasions. I'm coming up in April to attend our World Trade Center Consortium Steering Committee meeting, in which we have a number of representatives from all of the various affected programs and individuals who represent the workers from various unions in New York, and so I'll be up for that meeting and hope and invite anyone to come to that meeting and to or to contact me. I'd be happy to chat with people.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
And congratulations on your new post.
Thank you.
That's John Howard. He's the new coordinator of the Department of Health and Human Services World Trade Center Health Effects Program. He's also the director of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. This is WNYC.